Thank you for calling customer care. This is Erica. May I please have the zip code associated with the account you're calling about today?
Yeah, 44221.
44221. Thank you so much for that, sir. Okay, and may I please have your first and last name, sir?
Josh Lopez.
All right, let's see something here. All right, Mr. Lopez, I have located an account with that zip code. May I please, and your first name, may I please have the shipping address?
Yeah, it's 2135 4th Court, Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio.
Thank you so much, sir. I do very much appreciate that. Let's see here. All right, and I do see that you had the NutriSlim, and it's keto. It is a yes, sir. It helps reduce your metabolism and or boost your metabolism and reduce your appetite. How can I help you today, sir?
Yeah. So when I had originally picked that up, I clicked through from a survey. I paid $670 for shipping and handling, and my understanding at the time was it was a trial bottle, and that was it. I just saw a charge on my account for $90 to $90. Obviously, apparently got pulled into a subscription on this that I wasn't aware of at the time when I was purchasing it. I don't remember seeing any small print about that or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I wanted to cancel that and try to get a refund for that amount. The amount went out on the 26th, 2 days ago.
Okay, sir. Well, I am sorry about that. It was a 14-day trial. After the trial, if you didn't call in and cancel, you were charged the end of trial price of $92.90. I would, hate to cancel your account. I could send you a free product and give you a 35% discount on any future purchases.
No, I want it canceled. And I was not aware of 14-day trial. I even had trouble trying to find what company I was supposed to call to even cancel.
Okay.
So I wouldn't have even known where to go to cancel that. Is there any way I can get a refund for that? I mean, the amount just billed.
Yes, sir. Even if I could do a 50% refund for or a 50% discount for you?
I'm not interested.
Okay. Well, let's see. I can cancel the account out, but we don't offer refunds. I am sorry about that.
Okay, well, I'm disputing it with my bank right now just because I was not aware of it.
Okay, so yes. All right, so you have disputed it with your bank?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you call back with your bank and say that you've dropped and your bank confirms that you've dropped the dispute, excuse me, we can give you a 35% refund.
I'm still going to go with the dispute, try to get it all back, because I was not aware of this. If I was aware of it, I would have been on top of canceling it within 14 days.
Yes, sir, I do understand, but if your bank finds it's a valid charge, then that might make you ineligible for any kind of refund. So, like I said, if you call back, I could, with your bank saying you'll drop the dispute, I could even do a 50% refund and give you my employee discount, making it a 75% refund.
All right, so then what would I need to do to prove to you that I've canceled the dispute with my bank then?
So what you would do is call your bank, or, the department you've disputed with, and say, hey, they've offered me a 75% refund if I drop the dispute. They can call in, like in a conference call with you and say, hey, we're dropping the dispute. Can you please refund Mr. Lopez that 75% that Erica said she would get back if we called and dropped the dispute?
Okay.
And it would, sir. But
I would call this number back?
Yes, sir. And I am canceling your account. Just hang tight with me while I get that cancellation confirmation number, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I am notating the account so that, you know, in case I don't get, you know, in case I don't, you don't get me when you call back, the person that you mm-hmm. speak to next, they'll know what's going on.
Okay.
Okay. All right, sir, so I have canceled the account, stopping any further charges okay. effective immediately. And the cancellation confirmation number is C, as in Charlie, 12485.
Mm-hmm. 12485, okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer care. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, you as well. So I'll just call my bank and then call back to this number here and reach you that way.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Okay. Okay. All right, thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer care. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Goodbye.